79 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. For WPFW News in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Sue Goodwin.
Whoop, tap, tap, a tap, tap, whap, bop, tap, a tap, tap. Rosemary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Need rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Go. Cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herbman, Herbman, Herbman.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health, a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able and trusty assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing today, Brother Frank?
Good afternoon, Doc. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. We have a very interesting topic today, a subject I call change. It is not easy. Change, it is not easy. Over the years, you know, I've seen a phenomenon that has caused me much concern. Patients will present to my office, or individuals that I meet while giving a lecture or a seminar that have what I believe reversible diseases, but who, for some reason, will not make the lifestyle changes necessary to recover. You know, it would be one thing if they didn't have the necessary resources that was needed to recover. But to have the resources and the ability to change and yet not change, Brother Frank, I must admit it's perplexing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we're talking about life-threatening diseases or conditions that will lead to significant disability, discomfort, and even pain. Diseases like heart disease, diabetes, kidney failure, and even cancer. Today, we want to seek the assistance of our audience, of our listeners, to try to solve this dilemma. So we want you to start calling 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893, and give us your insight as to why people won't change. Why you won't change, you know? Some writers or researchers have suggested that fear could be a major reason for not starting or not completing a particular treatment regimen that would prevent or reverse a major health challenge that you might have. Fear of missing out on some of those tasty but deadly foods, Brother Frank, that are so often found at our dinner tables, at restaurants, or family cookouts. You know, there may be also the fear that you can't follow the regimen, you know, that you don't have the discipline to stick to the plan. But, you know, I found that if we switch the patient, all right, and make a mother, a spouse, or a child the patient, we suddenly are able to muster the necessary resources that is necessary to change. We can change our diets. We can change our exercise. We can do whatever is necessary. Could it be that we don't have the necessary self-love, Brother Frank, that's required to make ourselves a priority? We don't have the necessary self-love to make ourselves a priority. For those religious-minded, I often say to my patients, Christ was asked the question, what is the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, thy strength. And then he volunteered, but the second is likened to the first. Love your neighbor as, Brother Frank, you love yourself. And what I try to point out to them that from a biblical perspective, when you don't keep the commandments, when you break the law, we call that sin. So when you're not loving yourself, then, you know, it's important that we learn to love and appreciate ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know what do you say about that? Give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Change, Brother Frank, is difficult. Change is difficult. It's not easy. You know? That's part of the reasons I'm asking the question, because you probably found out the change is not easy, you know, but we must know that change is possible, you know, change is possible. Could it be that we aren't changing because we don't believe that the disease that's killing us is curable? You know?
Yeah, we've been indoctrinated that way, Doc.
Huh?
We've been indoctrinated that way.
Yeah. Or could it be that we believe that the powerful medical establishment that they couldn't be wrong, you know? They couldn't all be wrong, you know, because a lot of the stuff that we're talking about that will actually get rid of the problem and not get rid of the symptoms, unfortunately, are not communicated to patients today. You know, it is so devastating. That the field that I love, that I wanted, that I aspired to be a part of since age five, has allowed itself to be co-opted. You know, I don't say take that lightly when I say that.
Right.
But the reality is, when I was in medical school, and we would talk about diabetes or hypertension, the first thing we would talk about is what we could do from a lifestyle perspective. Exercise, diet, stress reduction. These are the things that I talk about in my practice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not the things that are the usual and customary. That's a phrase that doctors are aware of. What is the usual and customary therapies by doctors today? That's the standard that we use. But unfortunately, I can't follow that standard, because what's usual and customary does not cure.
That's right.
One of the things that I must say to our listening audience is that we must make change a goal. We must make change a priority. And it is only then that we can invest the time and the resources that it takes for us to change. 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Give us a call and let us know what you see as the reason for the change. 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Good afternoon, Dr. Watkins.
Good afternoon.
And Brother Frank.
Good afternoon.
Brother Frank, I just want to say I heard your testimony and it brought me to tears. It actually brought me to tears, because if you could do what you've done in terms of health and nutrition, anybody can do what's required to change their life. But you can't be afraid. I am a patient of Dr. Watkins for about a year now, and I was foolish enough to believe everything he told me. I had gone to some of the most noted surgeons and physicians in the district, Howard, MedStar, you name it. And none of them ever told me about how nutrition could heal my body. All they wanted to do was treat me and give me medications with horrible side effects. I said, why not try another way? Why not try another way? What did I have to lose? And believing in him and listening to what he told me, I told him, I said, when I met Dr. Watkins, I could only walk one block after I got out the hospital. He said, keep trying. Now I'm up to 34 blocks every morning.
Wow.
Every person. I was on a cane. I told the cane, listen, I'm making 20 blocks a day now. You stay over there. I'm going to come back and get you in due time. But not right now. I don't need you right now. All my numbers are fantastic. My doctors are amazed. And I say, you shouldn't be amazed. You should know this. But they don't know about nutrition and how it can heal the body. I tell all my friends, you can do this too. Don't do it like I did it. I prayed over this situation the night before, and the next morning I woke up, God gave me the answer. He said, leave that meat alone, and I quit cold turkey. Now, I don't suggest everybody do that, but you can certainly take one day out of the week and say, I'm not going to eat any meat. And the next week, take 2 days. The next week, take 3 days. Slow walk it. Until you can get to a point where at least 5 out of 7 days you don't eat any meat, then work on the 6th and 7th day, and before you know it, you'll be where you want to be.
Yes, so caller, I heard part of the thing that stimulated you to change. You prayed, but what actually entered your mind to even want to change?
I was going down physically, emotionally. I was going down. I had diabetes. I had high blood pressure. Not even knowing it, I had memory, brain fog. Mm-hmm. But when I cleaned up my cellular structure, my DNA, everything got better. I was aching from my ankles to my neck.
Mm.
But Dr. Watkins told me, when you make that diet change, it's going to reduce the inflammation in your body and you're going to feel brand new. I'm 67 years old and I'm like a beast when I was 27 years old.
All right now.
I get my sleep, necessary sleep. I drink good water and I eat good food. Not expensive food, but good food.
Yes.
Carrot. What's in carrot? Carrot is in carrot. Not all these things I can't pronounce. I eat cabbage. I cook it like you're supposed to cook it. And it energizes my body. I'm so energized at night, I can't even throttle down to go to sleep. And I got Dr. Watkins to thank for that because I was willing to change.
Mm. That's so powerful. We're so proud. We're so proud of what you did, and hopefully others will take a lesson.
I pray so. That Dean? Because we don't need to die prematurely.
No, that's not Dean.
Okay. Caller. Thank you for your testimony, and we pray that it helps somebody. Do me a favor and leave your name with the engineer, because we got to get in contact.
Absolutely. We'll do that. We'll do that.
All right.
I'll be glad to do it.
All right. The number here is 202. Thank you so much. The number here is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
Yes. Call her. Cut your radio off and question or comment.
Good afternoon. And thanks for taking
time.
I'm just listening to this with my ears glued. I've called before. My husband's diabetic, just like the gentleman before, the caller who's had a success story, is saying, I believe you touched it, fear and really a belief that things won't change. When you have your doctor pushing the insulin and the metformin, right now my husband's overweight. He high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, the insulin, and right now I just went to Dollar Tree as far as getting some pool noodles. I said, because he keeps saying he can't exercise. I said, well, what about, let's do some water aerobics. Let's jump in the water today and try it, you know. But it's a push. It's a constant push. Try this, try that, and I just, if I don't do it, he doesn't do it. And I don't get that, because I could not just stab myself every day. And so I'm listening. Anything for anything helpful advice in terms of, but I know at the heart of it, I don't think he thinks that diabetes can be reversed.
And it's interesting because we have so many. So many instances where it's been shown, not just by myself, you know, yes, we reverse diabetes. We have a program in diabetes now. It just ended. Our last session just ended a few weeks ago. But there are many others who have also shown that diabetes can be reversed. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah.
what we have
I've been trying to talk him into your program, and he keeps saying, you know, I'm like, please, can we give, we live outside of D.C., but I'm like, it's worth your help. Can we try this program? Or you also had a person on there who was a former pharmacist, I believe, because I looked at his website. As far as that. But I'm the one doing the research. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what has to happen, I believe, is he has to come up with a why.
Mm-hmm.
He has to come up with a why. Why does he want to live? Why does he want to change? Because once we can come up with a why, the how is there. You know, it's not a big deal. And it will happen so fast, it'll scare him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So see if he will listen to the program, if he'll listen to some of the other programs, you know. Have him just give me a call and call the office and set up a personal call. He doesn't have to come as a patient. I'll just spend a few minutes and talk to him.
Okay.
And try to answer some questions, because I'm convinced now that he doesn't want to die. Most people, now some people want to die, all right? But most people don't. They just don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they can do what's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he has to find a reason that's stronger than his disbelief, that's stronger than his fear. And once he gets that, then you got to get out the way, because he's going to run over you.
You know? I would gladly.
I know you would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have children?
Yes, we have a 19-year-old, and he has other grown children. But you know, it's just tough.
We've been programmed.
Yep.
He has been programmed. The system is very, very, very effective. All right, in programming us to think a certain way, they mm-hmm. spend billions of dollars in mm-hmm. advertising, billions with a B,
mm-hmm.
in advertising to get you to think a certain way. And certainly this little boy from the projects ain't going to be able to convince everybody that mm-hmm. that they need to change.
Yeah.
But it is possible, and we just have to find a way. We appreciate your call, and anything that I can do, Frank will give you my number at the end. Give us a call. We'll be glad to help in any way we can to save your husband's life. And it's going to even go down to the life of your children.
And grandchildren.
Right. And grandchildren.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. I fully agree. So, well, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right. The number is 202-588-0893. It's 202-588-0893. We're talking about change. It isn't easy, but we want to know, how do we go about doing it? Let's go back to the phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, Dr. Watkins. Is this me?
Yes, it's you.
Hi, this is Lynn in Maryland. Thank you very much, and thank you, Brother Frank.
Thank you, Lynn, for calling.
Thank you for being there. I really appreciate it. Do you have a suggestion? I'm all alone, okay? I don't have water in my house. I don't have air conditioning. And I don't have anybody to help me. Where can I start? Like, is there like a powdered drink I can start with at least?
Where do you live?
In Maryland. I live in Silver Spring.
In Silver Springs. All right. And you don't have water?
Yeah, and I don't have my license. I can't drive now. I mean, I'm kind of in a pickle. I know about eating healthy. I used to be a raw vegan.
Okay.
But I had a brain injury about 14 years ago, and it's been downhill ever since, and I have no help, no family, no friends.
Mm.
And the neighbors don't even think, you know, my mailbox is overstuffed. You know, you'd think, would you like me to bring your mail to you? Because I have trouble even getting to the mailbox.
All right. So like Frank asked the previous caller, I want you to stay on the line and give our engineer your information. Let's see what we can do to try to get you some help. All right.
Okay.
The physical help. Now, are you able to walk?
To the kitchen and the bathroom. In fact, no water. This morning, I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? I'm sloshing through water in the hallway, and I have no water in my house. Oh, I actually...
So the water in the house is not working? It's turned off?
The water's turned off because some nice guy tried to help me without bothering to use the WD-40 I suggested on that cutoff valve and broke it. So it's one thing on top of another, and I've got 14 years on one on top of another. But I appreciate it. If you have any suggestions for me, I will stay on the line. And I'm sure you have other callers, so I don't want to take up your time now. But I can't thank you enough, and I love your program. I try to listen to you every week.
All right, all right. So give your number, and we'll see what we can do to
assist.
Thank you.
Once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call. Let's go back to the phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
You might be on mute.
Are you on mute? We can't hear you.
Yeah, they just hung up. I don't know why they did that, but yeah, we have no more callers.
And cut the radio, cut your radio off, and then you can ask your question
or
comment.
They hung up.
Yes, caller. Oh, they hung up. All right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right. Give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We're talking about why people won't change. Why people won't change. It's been brought up. Brother Frank, what do you say?
Doc, you mentioned something very interesting when you talked about our indoctrination. What happens is, and part of your treatment is, you've got to give up some things and take on some things. So one of the things I found out is I got to cut off media. Cut off the TV, which is the biggest purveyor of lies. You know, I had to cut it off completely because every 10 minutes they gave commercials for bad food or bad drugs, you know. And that right there gives you a mindset that they have the remedies, you know, for what the food industry causes, and that's not right. I mean,
I've said, and people have probably heard me, there's not one good food advertised on television. Not one. They used to have Chiquita banana and what was the other one, and tropical orange juice, but they don't even have those on anymore, you know. It is so terrible what's happening. But give us a call, the 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, good afternoon. Yes, sir. Dr. Watkins, you are just amazing. Our family is thankful for you. My mom, too, for a couple of years ago when we were able to come to your office. And this is Mama Tillery, Mama Lois Tillery. So just want to say thankful to be one of your patients the last 2 years. And just want to say, didn't even know about a D, how the importance of the D, you know. Thank you for giving so much information. And I asked my doctors, you said, ask for the number. You did that 2 years ago when I was 79. When I was 69. I'm 71 now. So I've been asking the last 2 years for my number, and they said, oh, we don't even have a history of your D number. And I said, that's atrocious. I don't know how you do that in this country, but it's so important to our immune system. And I thank you for you and Brother Frank educating us in so many ways. We have good doctors, but they just don't know enough about nutrition. And
the reason is they aren't taught nutrition.
That's right.
I took an elective in nutrition in medical school, and I've said before, it's one of the worst courses I ever took. You know?
Yes, sir.
Overweight, and she said that there was no difference between whole grains and processed grains.
It's very sad. But how is it that, I want to say, over 80%, 80-85% of all COVID patients had when they passed, that over 85% in this country of COVID patients, their record said, oh, they were D deficient. And how is it that it's not even on the standard panel? We have to know that it's important enough to ask. And I'm 69 asking for that number and just finding out, oh, we don't have a number. And when I got it back, it was 7. I said, how? But my husband and I and family have been taking
The normal for D is 30 to 100. And you say yours was 7. One of the first studies that came out on COVID was that people and countries where there were low levels of vitamin D intake, there were high levels of COVID, high levels of admission to ICU, high levels of being put on the ventilators, and high levels of death. That was early 2020.
So I don't know how the doctors missed that, and I was 69 years old asking for my D number. Very important, integral to our immune system. We agree with you. So I asked for it. It was 7. I said, how? My family and I have been taking D for years. So they doubled it. My doctor doubled it. She's an excellent doctor from Howard, Dr. Howard. Excellent. But you said, no, let's triple it to 30,000. Now it's, of course, now it's going up to 50, 60, 70, and so forth, and 80. And, it's going to have healthy numbers. But how do you know that? We don't have a number on the standard panel, and most people don't know to ask to please give me my D number. I'm very serious. And then a lot of doctors may say, just walk more in the sun and you'll be okay. The thing about it, if I have no D record, right, and D might be good, it's good to walk in the sun. I agree with my doctor there, but I didn't know how low I was. So we got the number with 7. Now, of course,
one of the unfortunate things is, people walk in the sun every day and their D's are still low. There's a reason for that. I wish I knew the reason. I don't know the reason, but I'm going to try to find out because, we need to understand that there are certain things that really can make a difference. And vitamin D is one of them. One of the few vitamins that I recommend that all of my patients take on a regular basis.
Thank you so much. And the D3, I do take with a K, but
all right.
As well.
Good.
I was going to say the last thing, the metformin and the statin drugs, when you look it up on the NIH Center, those are some of the top drugs that are sold in this county and in this country. And it's pushed, like if you borderline, they want to, oh, we're going to put you on statin drug, towards diabetes. Put you on metformin, which the first thing, if you look on the bottle, the first side effect is can lead to death. And so I tell the doctors, if I'm borderline, that was about 25 years ago, when the number, whatever, I said, we're going to do some healthy things, So the things that you recommend to do, the healthy things, came back. Of course, my numbers are fine. But I'm saying thank you again for educating us and saying you can't take the okie doke from, I'm not talking about good doctors. I have good doctors, and you are excellent. We're thankful for you. I'm saying that the standard, some of the doctors out there, they say, oh, your GFR is 50, you're doing okay. Of course, we know listening to you and your show to your health, we know 50 is a horrible number. It should be always, 120s and 130s, which mine, thank God, came back. But it should not be under 80 and less, because like you told us over the last
even the labs will fool you on that one. But tell your friends, listen to this program, because they'll get the information if they listen and support WPFW and to your health. But thank you so much. And I'm glad that you are listening and making the changes. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Okay.
Once again, you have to cut your radio off and then you can make your comments.
I think they hung up.
All right. They both hung up. All right. if you decide to call back, we'll be glad to take your call. But Brother Frank, you were making a very, very important statement a few minutes ago in terms of the kind of information that we're getting or not getting. We have to recognize that we have to take charge of our health. You know, I tell all of my patients, I am not your boss. You're my boss. You pay me, I don't pay you. So we have to, if we don't change how we look at our lives, then we're going to keep doing the same thing you're doing. You're going to keep getting the same thing you're getting, you know? And so it's going to be critically important that we do what's necessary. I've said it so many times. My boy Les Brown says, when you've done the best you can, it's not sufficient. Do what's necessary. And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to do what's necessary. You're unmuted, Brother Frank.
Yeah.
You have to do what's necessary.
Yeah. And we got to learn what's necessary. Our knowledge is so limited. We eat what they give us. We get the information that they give us. There's a whole realm of information outside.
If we took that attitude all along, we'd still be in slavery.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
We are capable of doing a lot more than what we're doing.
Yes.
But we have to be willing to make ourselves a priority, you know? We have to be willing to make ourselves a priority. The number is 202-588-0893. We're talking about change. Let's go back to her phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from India Head, Maryland. My problem is I have a hernia, and I've had it for probably the last 3 years. And I was told that I didn't have to have the operation, but that I could use castor oil poultice to dissolve it. But it's been like 2 years now, and I haven't seen a big change, even wearing the belt. And I wore the belt so long that it started to break me out around my area of the heart.
Is it an umbilical hernia?
It's right over top the navel.
Yeah, umbilical hernia. Yeah. Some acupuncturists are actually getting rid of those hernias. The acupuncturist that I used to use, he would use magnets, but I've not been able to reach him, so I'm not sure his status. But some acupuncturists, if you give my office a call, I'll try to help to find someone who can help you with that. But I've seen them reversed with acupuncture using magnets. All right. I've seen it reversed.
Okay. I'll try that. Thank you. And I'll call y'all. All right.
The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We're talking about a very, very important topic today, change. And we know that change is not easy, but it's possible. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Watkins.
Good afternoon.
So good to talk to you again. You've done so much to help my family, and especially my mother, even when she went to her physician that didn't know what to do. And once she was in the hospital and I called you and tell you what was going on, and you told me what to tell the doctors to check for, and the doctor didn't want to do it, but a nurse overrode him, and it was exactly what you said it was. It was sepsis, and you happened to have a physician friend that had access to the hospital, and he came in and he helped my mother. So, So I trust you, you know, I trust you with my life, basically. But what I'm calling today is that last time I was at the doctor, she told me that my LDL was high, and she wanted to prescribe some medication, and I told her I wasn't going to take any medication for it, that there had to be another way. So she gave me the Mediterranean diet. So I just wanted to ask you, what does LDL affect? And things that I should do in with regard to my diet.
So LDL, they call it the low density lipoproteins. They call it the bad cholesterol. It's not really the bad cholesterol, but if it's out of balance with the other fragments of cholesterol, then it can cause problems. One of the major problems, there's been shown to be an association with heart disease. But we have to look at it, not just the LDL. We have to look at the total cholesterol. We have to look at the HDL cholesterol and the LDL. And so until we know all of those numbers, we're not in a position to really say that it's bad. But it's clear that diet and exercise, stress reduction, can make a big difference. And I also put my patients on a fasting program, and if they're overweight, I reduce their weight. The Mediterranean diet is better than the standard American diet, but in my humble estimation, it is not the best diet. The best diet is a whole food plant-based diet, which the Mediterranean diet is not. All right.
Okay.
And so that's what I would recommend. That's where we should start. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I've done your fast before, so I do. I found some information that you had given me years ago, which probably is probably about the same as what you're recommending now, and I will definitely do that. And I appreciate you so much. God bless you.
All right. And if you need any assistance, you know how to reach me.
Yes. Thank you, Dr.
All right. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We just got a few minutes, but let's quickly go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello, doctor.
Yes, you're on the line.
Yes, please. How can someone reverse kidney damage?
Kidney damage. Well, it depends on the extent of the damage, but basically it's lifestyle. It's diet, it's exercise. There's some herbal remedies that's important. I'm not trying to advertise, but you probably better call my office, and we can give you the information. We've got to get your blood pressure under control. If you're diabetic, but to get your diabetes under control, there are things to do to stabilize. There's certain vitamins in particular. One of the vitamin Bs, coenzyme Q10, is important, but it's a process. So we need to talk to you about that.
Okay, call your office.
Yes.
Yeah, right, we'll give that number at the end of the show.
All right.
Once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Frank and Dr. Watkins?
Doing extremely well.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Beautiful. I just had a question. Tony McGee, I was calling you. I wanted to know, I have that little high blood pressure thing that I do my blood pressure all the time. And I wanted to know, once I lose, or say first I went down to 227, I was only 235, how long does it take for that high little thing that's on that machine that says high go away, where it can say normal?
So obviously weight reduction is important in terms of blood pressure, but we have to do more than just lose weight. We have to look specifically at your diet, all right? Because there it's possible to lose weight with an unhealthy diet. You know, the keto diet will cause you to lose weight, but that's one of the most unhealthy diets in my estimation on the market. You know, so it's not just that. It's a total thing. You also got to deal with stress. You got to deal with exercise. We got to find out what your ideal weight should be. You know, it's good that you're losing some weight, but what should be your ideal weight? To do that, we find out how tall you are. Well, obviously you're a male, and then we can calculate what your ideal weight should be, and then start moving toward that diet. The diet that I use mainly for blood pressure is something called the rice diet, but that diet you need to be under supervision. But we do it with a lot of our patients, and we get excellent results. And so there's a lot that can be done, but you have to take this thing very seriously. Unfortunately, lifestyle change is not easy. All right. But it is possible.
I mean, five.
It's not easy.
I know a 5.
But
nine.
It is possible. And right. And I would suggest that you are worth whatever the cost is, in terms of effort and so forth. You're worth it, you know, but you have to see yourself as a value. And it sounds like you want to get better. So there's definitely things that you can do to make a difference.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Doc, I would not correct you, but add on to what you just said. Change is possible. We're going to change, and we talked about this before the broadcast. We are going to change. Now, negative change is easy. Positive change in this environment is more difficult. So you're going to change.
Change is inevitable.
I was happy. I was happy when I made it to 227, because from 235, I've been carrying the 235, you know, for a while, even when you told me with the doctor with the high blood pressure. And then I got to 227, and then I was like, I only got 7 more pounds to go down. Then, you know, I was extremely happy.
How tall are you, sir?
5'9".
No.
5'9". All right. Well, 9 times 6 is what, Frank? Is that 54?
54.
Mm-hmm. And you add 106 to that. That's 160. So your ideal weight, my brother, is 160 to 170. All right. Mm-hmm. And so I know that sounds terrible and you don't want to hear it, but if you want to really get healthy, that's what you have to set as your goal. And when you look in the mirror and you see somebody of value, then you can go for the ideal. But when you don't understand how important you are, then you won't set that as the ideal. But from a weight perspective, that's where you should be. But as I've said earlier, it's not just weight that you have to deal with. You got to deal with the total thing. And we're going to talk more about change in the future. We talked today about the why people don't change. But we're going to go and start in the next week or two talking about how you go about changing, how you go about changing. And I'm excited about that. But thank you very much, caller. We're excited that you participated, all of you who participated. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Brother Frank, any closing comments?
Yes. Changing is inevitable. And you don't want to add disease to disease. If you want to do the right thing, talk to my doc. And a number of you have wanted to do that. Call 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. You can also log into www.twiliving.com. That's the Watkins Institute Living.com. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, our able engineer, Mayuki Williams, acting general manager, Katia Stitt, program director, and all of the WPFW programmers, volunteers, engineers, loyal listeners, and contributors. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for your contribution to getting DC healthy mentally, spiritually, and physically. Thank you, Oladara and Maka B, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. Listen in next week, Monday at 2 o'clock, for another life-changing broadcast of To Your Health. And we'll probably be talking about change, how you can do it. Thank you so much.
Salamata. Ita with Ita and a vegan with vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them say that I'm a vegan man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. You want hear what me eat? Yo, I eat kalanu aki, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice and peas and pumpkin, mango, dates and guava, chickpeas and cassava, Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, onion, fennel and cucumber, plum, pear and papaya, aubergine and saya, lime, lentils and quinoa, oatmeal bread and oatmeal flour, watercress and okra, tofu and sweet pepper, couscous and carrot, broccoli and coconut, peaches, apples, apricot, red fruit, jackfruit, soursop, pistachios, cashews and almonds, walnut, peanut, also pecan, sesame seeds, sunflower, lemon, orange, pineapple and melon, bogo, wheat and garlic, kiwi, corn and turnip, pacho and pomegranate, hijiki and rocket berries, cherries and strawberries, beetroot, grapefruit and celery. You see the meat's not necessary. We tell them, say, how when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan man. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. Hey, look how me big and me say, look how me strong. Some people can't believe that me a vegetarian. If you want a healthy body, check the real Rasta man. Cause Rasta man will tell you about the right nutrition. Me get me calcium, me sodium, me get potassium, me get me zinc, me get me iron and me magnesium. Instead of yam, the fish me yam, what the fish yam. Like the kelp and Irish monster growing at the ocean. Me get me proteins and me minerals.
ACA, Pan-African Community Action, will be holding the community town hall, the harm of crime bills, and the future of community power in Chaka City On Saturday, July 13th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., D.C. residents are invited to discuss how the Secure D.C. Crime Bill targets the black working class and criminalizes our youth, and how to develop real people-centered solutions to community safety. There will be speakers, group exercises, lunch, and a performance by the Afro-Go-Go Roots Collective, Crank Lukongo Unplugged. The Harm of Crime Bills and the Future of Community Power in Chocolate City. Saturday, July 13th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Rise Demonstration Center, 2730 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast D.C. More information and registration can be found online, PACA, that's P-A-C-A, crimebilltownhall.eventbrite.com. WPFW is your station for jazz and justice, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
From WPFW News in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Sue Goodwin. Here are some headlines. The Supreme Court today agreed to hear the Biden administration's challenge to a transgender care ban in Tennessee. The state law enacted last year bans hormone therapy and puberty blockers for minors and imposes civil penalties for doctors who violate the prohibitions. It is among a growing number of state laws enacted in recent years targeting transgender care. In taking the case, the justices will consider whether the Tennessee law violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. The case is set to be argued before the court this fall. In other news, one person has died in South Dakota and hundreds of homes have been destroyed in Iowa during flooding in the upper U.S. Midwest. Some rivers in the two states reached record high levels as up to 18 inches of rain fell in some areas over the weekend. In South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem declared a state of emergency while warning that the worst of the flooding was expected today and tomorrow. And in Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds on Sunday requested an expedited presidential disaster declaration for her state. In doing so, the governor asked for federal assistance for 22 counties, according to a statement from her office. And after breaking temperature records across the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic states, and Midwest last week, an unusually early heat wave is forecast to shift to portions of the Southeast and Southern Plains today. Potential highs in the low 100s are forecast for some regions, according to the National Weather Service. As the week goes on, the heat is expected to start climbing again in the Mid-Atlantic, possibly rising back toward triple digits by Wednesday. Climate change is driving more severe extreme heat events around the world, scientists say. In recent years, global warming has made heat waves hotter, more frequent, and longer. In international news, officials in Saudi Arabia have confirmed at least 1,300 people died in the extreme heat during this year's Hajj pilgrimage. Temperatures at times reached as high as 125 degrees Fahrenheit. More than 1.83 million Muslims from 22 countries participated in the pilgrimage this year, according to Saudi Arabia's Hajj Authority. The pilgrimage is a mandatory religious duty for all financially and physically able Muslims to complete at least once in their lifetime. Saudi Arabia's health minister said that 83% of the 1,300 fatalities were unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures to perform the Hajj rituals in and around the holy city of Mecca. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threw cold water on a U.S.-backed plan to end the 8-month war in Gaza, saying late yesterday he would only be willing to agree to a partial ceasefire. Netanyahu's interview on a conservative Israeli station was met with anger from Israeli families of hostages held by Hamas, who believe only a full ceasefire will bring back their loved ones. Hamas has insisted that it will not release the remaining hostages without a permanent ceasefire deal and the full withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza. And in weather today in Washington, D.C., it is 86 degrees under fair skies. In New York City, 70.